Zion Sivan, June 20th. We're on page Kuf Chav Gimel. I failed to record yesterday's shiur, but we finished up on Ratzon. And now everything is dependent on it. And began Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz's Adrocha in Shmona Esrei. And most of what he does is takes the words we're saying as a lesson. If I'm saying that, how important is it for me to conduct myself in consistent behavior that's consistent with those words? Hashem Svasa Tiftach has the connotation that I can't open my mouth except for proper things. And that's really the theme that he developed there. So we're in the middle of Kuf Chav Gimel. V'hine Yichra B'Baruch. He should bend his knees. At Baruch, v'derech klal v'chol akriyos inyan nigla. In general, with all of the bowings, the concept is very apparent, very clear. Lokuv kamasala afar, to bend over his stature to dust, to lower himself to the dust. Ki Hashem mashpil geyim u'magbiya shefalim. For Hashem brings down the haughty ones and raises up the lowly ones. And that's why when he gets to Hashem's name, he stands back up. When I started, I was too haughty. I was too arrogant. I needed to lower myself before Hashem. But then when I'm down on the ground, I'm low, Hashem brings me back up. So the kavana, by straightening up at Hashem's name, is that Hashem is magbiya shfalim. And when he goes through this, he should think about humility. Hakel hagadol hagibor v'anora. Yesh loses alibo kama roy levan adam liyos chomin b'maasa v'chosid v'drachov. He should, when he says the quote-unquote descriptions of Hashem, the Rambam tells us whenever we're describing Hashem, we're describing midos that he shows us and are meant for us to learn from. But when he uses those words for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, he should take to heart, he should think about how appropriate and important it is for a person to be benevolent and kind in his actions and ways. To try to emulate a little bit the ways of the Creator, which is a mitzvah in the Torah, that in his encounters with people, he should remember the good that a person did for him and not the bad. Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Hashem, Zocher Mitzvos, Maisim Tovim, Mavi V'Nosei Avon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers our mitzvos and good deeds, and he lets go of the Averis we do, and he bears sin, he forgives it. V'Roy Litzvos Midas Shel Avram Avinu. This bracha is okay, Avram, it's Magen Avram. So he should seize the midas of Avram Avinu, shehitiv lakol, who did good to all, ufirse midasu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu atavasa ba'olam, and he publicized the trait and goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, v'hichriz yichudo, and announced, declared his oneness, which really means his infinitude, v'kov adas emes b'fi kol abrios, and established the true belief in the mouth of all of the creatures and people. It was a pagan world, a lost world, and he reestablished one and only benevolent God. V'chein roi l'chol adam. And so is it appropriate for all people. It should be like Avram Avinu. V'ech yoyez ish lomer magin Avram. How can a person have the goal to say, magin Avraham, v'hu ein esam alev l'lachas b'kvosef, and he doesn't pay heed to follow in his footsteps? If you can describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the God of Avram, obviously Avram Avinu is important. And if he's not following the midas of Avram, so there's an inconsistency. The Rachim al Nidach, the Fakech, Bechol Esek Koshel, to have mercy on a person who is like an icewurf, a cast off, and to pay attention to the business of anybody who's stumbling. And to accept what will happen to him from Hashem with love, Even though he has to move around, Avraham Avinu was told Lech Lecha, he had to leave for the famine and other things. He accepted it all with love. Yikreu Tzaras Rabos Kemosha Karla Avram, and even if hardships befall him, like Avram had. V'haya Im Kol Zeh Tamim Hashem Be'emes V'Leiv Tamim, and with all this, he should still be Tamim, means to really be faithful, to accept things with faith. With Hashem, v'zeh ma sheyesh lo lasim aleiv bracha rishon. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, that's what he should take to heart in the first bracha. Interesting. Birkas tzchias ha-mesim, the next bracha. I actually spoke about this once, I think in Elul. It's an amazing thing. We think of tzchias ha-mesim as an article of faith, and that's the focus. But look what he says. Kabbalas tshuva mechote, hi megedet tchias ha-mesim. The fact that Hashem accepts tshuva from a sinner, he accepts our repentance, is from the realm of tchias ha-mesim. Ki rasha b'chayev karui mes. A person is a rasha, his lifetime is already considered dead. He may be alive, but it's as if he's dead. B'kasha yashuv, when he does tshuva, reza bechlal tchia. It's in the realm of tchias ha-mesim. The lakach yesh lo l'spalosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu yichayehu v'kabal tfilasa. So he should daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will revitalize him. Revive him and accept his tfila. Bekash adam chote, a person sins sarah neshmaso, his soul leaves him. V'yispalol HaKadosh Baruch Hu shiyichayehu betal shal tchias ha-mesim. Should daven and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should revive him with the dew of tchias ha-mesim. Sukkim talk about tal shel tchia. Ki atal HaKadosh Baruch Hu morid belihis arus lasata. Dew is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings without any arousal from below. You know, those rain is supposed to be. We daven for rain, he sends rain. Because sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't. The dew is a constant bracha. It's there. Wake up in the morning, it's on the grass. V'chein maskirim hatal, l'horid eleinu l'ach yoseinu b'shifat kodsho. So, this bracha refers to tchias ha-mesim, and it has morid hatal. And he's saying what that really is not physical precipitation, but the tal shel tchia, which is tchias ha-mesim has to do with tshuva, and helping one to do tshuva is to revive him with tal shel tchia. L'kach bebirkas tchias ha-mesim tia kavanoso lichios bazeh ha-olam b'tchias ha-mesim. His kavana should be to live in this world and in the time of the resurrection. V'yiska emunas tchias ha-mesim b'libo be'emuna shleima, and he should establish firmly the belief in tchias ha-mesim in his heart with a full belief. Because the word of Hashem doesn't come back empty. He's promised us we have tach of tchias ha-mesim to be awakened from our graves, and that will be the world of the ultimate tikkun. He's alluding a little bit to the Ramban Shita, which is the one we generally follow, that tchias ha-mesim is the state of tikkun. According to the Rambam, people are nifter again afterward also. It's just it's another step toward the ultimate, which is the neshama without the guf. But it's not that tchias ha-mesim is a metaphor for tshuva. Ultimately, we are misakin ourselves in tchias ha-mesim. That's because Hashem has accepted our tshuva. V'zem ha'orer l'hamin v'riyas yesh me'ayin. This rouses him to believe in ex nihilo creation, shu me ein tchias ha-mesim, which is similar to tchias ha-mesim. Tchias ha-mesim is a pella, it's a wonder, we don't understand it. The body is decomposed and finished, and it will come back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can create things when the parts aren't there. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, his intent was, the ideal was that man should be the head of all creatures. Ava v'chait nemar mos tamos, but maybe mortality was brought to him from sin. V'yard madrigaso, and he descended from his level. Ava mach shevas Hashem le'olam takum, but Hashem's intent will always ultimately be fulfilled. V'lochein v'tchias emesim yachzor ha'adam madrigaso. Therefore, in tchias emesim, man will return to his level. And he'll be above all of the high angels. For this, all people should hope for the ultimate joy. For this state of completion that he'll reach. And he should fix himself as much as possible, Kadeshi Yeroy Lakach, so he'll be deserving of this. We learned in the Derech Hashem that because of man's sin, which brought about mortality, he can't reach the full tikkun, even in a life of Masim Tovim and Tshuva. The Rachal explains that Tchias HaMesim is man needs to be disassembled and reassembled in order to be back to that state which was pre-sin. So we're supposed to fix ourselves to whatever degree is possible within our this worldly, this existently chayim, and then Akash Baruch will do his with Tchias HaMesim.
That's to say that before there was Tchias HaMesim.
So I don't know. I don't know what would have been with that. Probably not. Bigger problem for me is the Rambam holds that philosophically it's impossible for the real ultimate reward to be when a person has a body. The Rambam, we don't generally follow this. The Kabbalah says no, your body is holy even when it doesn't eat and doesn't drink and so on. But the Rambam holds the body just creates Yetzirah, and your ultimate reward is just as a neshama, a disembodied neshama. So if the only reason why we need Tchias HaMesim is because of a chayt. Basically, what would have been? I don't know. I don't know how we learned
that. The Rambam is that we end up as a kuf.
Yeah, the Rambam is a quote-unquote rationalist. No. The Rambam, Maimonides, is a rationalist that a body is just physical and it has physical needs.
So we end up just as a neshama.
Right, so yeah.
And the Ramban.
The Ramban, who's in the Kabbalah, which is the accepted view, is that no, even in a world where you don't eat, you don't drink, you don't have the physical functions, but the Ramach and Shesagidim have their function, which is, again, this is the way we generally go.
But before hate, I mean, why would you need Tchias HaMesim? There's no Mesim, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It could be, it wouldn't have existed. Yeah. Okay.